Hey, Scott Spears here with you on WGH Talk Radio. Welcome to WGH Talk Radio 250th Anniversary Special of the United States of America here on July 4th, 2026. This program is entitled Treasuring America at 250. We have got a lot of stuff going on over the next 45 minutes. We have got the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, with us today. She's going to be signing an enlarged $100 bill of Ben Franklin that's going to be attached to 40 red, white, and blue helium balloons and sent up at 2 o'clock today. Whoever finds this $100 bill, you call the station at 740-383-9944, and you will get a free meal on us. And maybe Mary Ellen will come out to dinner with us when we do that. Absolutely. It's a done deal. We'll all be going out to dinner. We're going to talk a lot about patriotism today. We've got a great singer here. Matt's going to read the Declaration of Independence, and you got to stay with us here. Buckeye guy wouldn't do a show like this without him. And he's going to tell us his thoughts on the 250th anniversary of this country. Then we're all going to count this down. It's like New Year's Eve in about 45 minutes here. You are not going to want to miss any of this for love nor money. Now, I do want to say, for any of you who watched the big red, white, and boom celebration last night in Columbus, if you tuned in just prior to that, you saw an interview that Colleen Marshall did with Mary Ellen Withrow just prior to the program last night on NBC4. Everybody in Marion is so proud of all the things that Mary Ellen has accomplished through her career. And boy, couldn't have been better timing than to have that air prior to Red, White, and Boom. Could it have, Mary Ellen?
That's right.
And it was a great interview, and we thank Colleen Marshall for that. All right, a few months ago, we were at a program. Matt and I went to a program in Marion. It was called the Bravo Contest. And we saw a performer there, Patience Delaney, and she was fantastic. She was an award winner in that competition, and we said, we've got to have her out here on the 250th anniversary of this country. She's going to do four songs for us today, and she's going to open up with this song, Don't Stop Believin'. Patience, yes, take it away.
Yes, yes.
Small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised right here in Marion. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile that can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Street light people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. Working hard to get my fill. Everybody wants a thrill, paying anything to roll the dice just one more time. Some win, some will lose, some are born to sing the blues. Oh, the movie never ends, it goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching.
right, Patience Delaney, and we'll have her back as the program goes along here. What would an America 250th program be without the reading of the Declaration of Independence and somebody who's wanted to do that? Here he is, one of the personalities on the station, Matt Morgan, with the Declaration of Independence.
How's it going? In my hand, this is a copy of the Declaration of Independence I got from Constitution Hall when we went to Philadelphia. What a better time to read it than the 250th. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds that have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, the governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And then after this, it's the grievances, but... So, there you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt, for that reading of the Declaration of Independence. I think the wind is coming out of the what? The east? I think that's the east. No, the west. I think that's actually the west. The wind is coming out of the west here. The balloons are blowing. But on this over 90-degree 250th anniversary of the country, that's okay. It's making us a little cooler today. We've got a lot coming up here over the next few minutes, but we want to get Patience back up here. She's got a great song, John Denver song, right? Here we go. Take Me Home, Country Roads, here on the 250th anniversary program, WGH Radio.
Teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear a voice in the morning hour, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, take me home, country roads, to the place I belong. Country roads, country roads, take me home.
Virginia mountain mama, take me home, country roads, take me home, down country roads, take me home, down country roads.
Patience Delaney here on WGH Talk Radio, and we've got two more great songs that she's going to sing today. But right now, we're going to do something here. This is going to be a lot of fun. As you know, this day involves sending up this $100 bill, this enlarged $100 bill. So the moment has come. Everybody get ready. Mary Ellen Withrow, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, her signature is in the Guinness Book of World Records for being on more money than anybody in the history of the United States. $1.1 trillion. Whoa. So we have just come to the moment right now where Mary Ellen is going to put her John Hancock, or should we say Mary Ellen, on this $100 bill. It's happening right now here on WGH Talk Radio. She is physically signing the money.
Wow.
Right here. That signature is in the Guinness Book of World Records. And it is going on this $100 bill even as we speak. And this $100 bill, enlarged $100 bill, commemorative $100 bill, will be sent up into the sky in just about 30 minutes from now. There we go. It is signed.
Yay!
Thank you, Mary Ellen. It is signed and ready to go. And this is going to be something. We hope it dries in the next 20 minutes before we send it up into the sky. And we certainly look forward to that. Well, as this program goes along, we do want to mention that you can listen to this station anywhere. That's technology here, 250 years of America, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WGH Talk. Smart television. On their Alexas and Google Dots. So we're glad to have everybody along with us today on the 250th anniversary of this country. Now, the next thing coming up here in the program is, Matt, I want you to tell us what the 250th anniversary, that's where we are today, means to you. And by the way, I was talking with Matt last night about this. It's kind of interesting. You know, Thomas Jefferson, the man who basically wrote the Declaration of Independence, more or less, and John Adams, the second president of the United States, first vice president, died on the same day.
Wow.
They died on July 4th. They died on the 50th anniversary of July the 4th. So you think there's not something to this country? There is. So I was thinking today, because they died on the 50th anniversary, is the 200th anniversary of the death of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. How about that? There's a little bit of trivia for you. Matt, what does the 250th anniversary...
I mean, I think it's, you know, as the saying goes, history is doomed to repeat itself. I think if you those who forget the lessons of history are you know, doomed to repeat them. So I think that, you know, knowing what has happened in the past, how things got to where they got to, and things like that, I think is very important.
You know, there was I believe it was a play that was on Broadway years ago, Ben Franklin in Paris. And Ben Franklin often wondered if 150 years from now, if Americans, from the time that he lived, if they would appreciate what everybody had went through to make this country as great as it is. Now, 250 years from the start of this country, do you think that people appreciate what's going on in this country or appreciate what the founding fathers did on day one?
Probably not. I mean, I think it's hard to appreciate something of that kind of scale if you, you weren't there. I mean, we didn't fight the Revolutionary War, the Founding Fathers did. It's nothing we've ever had to really experience. We've never lived under an authoritarian king. So it's not quite the same thing, especially 250 years after. I think we've strayed far from the original document.
And what do you make of all the festivities going on here today?
Well, this event is obviously great. I mean, I think that the fair in and of itself is always great. I like the fair. There's always good stuff going on here. I do believe there's fireworks happening tonight. The fireworks are going to be great. But no, I mean, I think that the people who come out to the fair, make the fair what it is. And also, you know, the Ag Kids. I think the Ag Kids, without them, there probably would not be a county fair.
That's exactly right. Now, we have with us OSU superfan Buckeye Guy. Buckeye Guy, I wanted you to come to the mic and tell us what this day, the 250th anniversary of this country, means to you.
Thank you, Scott. I truly appreciate the opportunity to get here and say exactly what everybody else is echoing. This is a great, great town. This is a great city. This is a great country. We're excited to be here. And I do want to mention Patience singing her heart out. We truly appreciate that. We appreciate Matt reading the Declaration of Independence. I want to tell you a little story about Scott. Scott has took me all the way from midget football here in Marion to Tony Paco's, where I've got a signed bun in Toledo. That's a high honor. Burt Reynolds is in that same place. So this is good. Now let's get to the meat of the crux of the situation. Mary Ellen Withrow is the 40th United States Treasurer, and she's sitting right to the right of me. I count her as friend. She has been at every event that I've ever even made here in Marion. It's a great, great time to be here. It's a great time to be alive, and it's a great country to be in.
Thank you, Buckeye Guy. We have made it all around the state of Ohio, that's for sure. And Buckeye Guy will be here when we launch these balloons in just a few moments from now. Now, we definitely want to bring the guest of honor up to the microphone. Mary Ellen, if you want to come up to the microphone here for a second, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Hey. Mary Ellen, what does it mean for you to be here today?
It means a lot to do this because I think it's so exciting to release this. But I want to say a happy 250th day for everybody. And I love this country, and I really appreciate the things I've gotten to do for it.
Well, you've been a great representative of this country. Thank you, Mary Ellen. The 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Nobody better than Mary Ellen. And we've got this dollar that we're going to send up here momentarily, not too long from now. Now, we've got one more song that we want Patience to sing here today, and then she's also going to play Stars and Stripes Forever for us when we send the balloons up momentarily. But this song we chose because we think it represents America on the 250th anniversary of the country. It's not the Star Spangled Banner, but it's one I know you're going to like, America the Beautiful. Patience Delaney. Yeah. Song and a wonderful performer. I'm sure you're going to be hearing from her all around the world, all around the country before long. Patience Delaney, what a great song to hear on this 4th of July. Now we've got a little bit of time, but we're going to launch these balloons momentarily. They are now, for all of you listening on radio out there in Radio Land, the 40 red, white, and blue balloons have now been attached to the commemorative $100 bill that Mary Ellen Withrow signed moments ago, and we're all going to walk about 20 steps out here, so we're not under these trees when we let this go, or the power lines, in just a few minutes. So stay with us. The big moment is about to happen. And we're going to count down from 10 backwards, just like New Year's Eve. Yeah. And as we count down from 10, when we get to 1 and the balloons are released, Patience is going to play Stars and Stripes Forever. So this is going to be historic for the 250th anniversary of this country, to be sure. Now, I have to say, you know, I look out here. It's getting a little dark right now. Maybe another rainstorm's going to come in. That's okay. That happens at the county fair. But it's great to spend the 4th of July, the 250th anniversary of this country, with people that you like and people that you get along with and people that you've just met, like people out here who are in our audience standing here as we're getting ready to do this. That's part of the fun of what this is all about. And as people gather, we are glad that they're gathering with us on this 4th of July, 2026, the 250th anniversary of America. Matt, come on over here. You've got the bill. You've got the balloons attached to it. Do you think this thing is going to sail properly? Is it going to hold?
I think so, yeah. It's pretty durable. And honestly, the balloons are a bit stronger than I thought they were going to be. This thing's going to fly.
Well, as soon as Mary Ellen lets this thing go at 1 here in about 10 minutes, this thing is going to go, and there is a wind coming out of the west, I would say, pretty strong. So this thing's going to go east. So if you want to run out in your yard when we release this thing, it'll be going east somewhere. It'll be going toward Meijer and Walmart and Kroger and that whole area out in that area of town. Now, Patience, I wanted to bring you up here before we wrap up this program. What does the 250th anniversary of this country mean to you?
I think it's a great day, you know, to be here so many years. I'm a huge Hamilton fan, so, you know, I know all about it. Learn straight from the musical.
Thank you, Patience. I have no idea when you get up, only you, this Bluetooth, the speaker goes off. But she performed right through it, and that's what a true professional does. Gets right through it, and that's all that we needed here today. It is a great program. Now, Matt, how far do you think this thing's going to go? Do you think it's going to stay in Marion County?
Probably. You know, I think it's pretty warm. I don't think the helium will hold up all that long, the higher up it goes.
I don't know. Buckeye Guy, do you think this thing's going to stay in Marion County?
It's going right over onto the horse track. And one of the ponies are going to be weird.
One of the horses is going to get this thing. One of the ponies is going to end up with the free dinner here on the 250th anniversary of this country. What fun it is to be out here today. And this county fair, I should say, we did a lot of broadcasting from here this week. And it was all supported by Poet. So we thank Poet for supporting all of our broadcasts from the Marion County Fair. And we were here all week. We thank them for that. And we had a lot of fun at the pie auction yesterday. The pie auction was a tremendous amount of fun. Over $15,000 raised at the pie auction. 66 pies. And this was a great story that I want to tell before we go off the air today. Three boys from Ridgedale High School who are a part of the football team wanted to buy new jerseys. And so they decided they were all going to bake a pie, first-time pie bakers, in the pie competition. They went to auction yesterday, and one of the boys' pies took the most money, $625. And if you took all three of the boys' money combined for these jerseys, it ended up being over $1,700 for the jerseys for the boys at Ridgedale. So I think they're going to get some new jerseys at Ridgedale. Thanks to everybody who participated at the pie auction. And I believe the big buyer there at the pie auction was Cogburn Electric. So that was very, very nice that Cogburn Electric was able to do that. Now, we're about 5 minutes away from launching these balloons. Everybody get ready. It's going to be exciting. Matt, can you feel the tension here in the next 5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I've been holding the balloon. I think the balloon's ready to go.
The balloons are ready to go, and the $100 bill is ready to go, and it's all going to happen in a few moments from now. Buckeye Guy, is the excitement there?
Guys, I'm telling you. I've been to the game up north, south. This right here. Over $1 trillion. Mary Ellen Withrow's here, the 40th secretary. Listen, man, the treasurer, it don't get no bigger than this, folks. I'm doing my best. No, this is good, guys. I'm telling you. And you hear the guy in the background raising money, and he's doing the auction. It's a county fair. It's Marion, Ohio. Don't get no bigger than that.
Speech here on 4th of July, the 250th anniversary of this country. And momentarily, in just about 4 minutes, everybody get ready. We are going to launch these balloons. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, this is an blue balloons, and it's going to go up in the sky, released with the signature that was just put on today by the woman who is in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more currency than anybody else, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Now, we should also mention that Mary Ellen introduced the new $100 bill years ago. I believe, where did you introduce that, Mary Ellen?
All over the country.
All over the country.
Yes.
Everybody loves a $100 bill.
Yes.
You know, and it's got Ben Franklin on it.
Yes.
You know, for some reason, I didn't think about that till just now.
Yeah.
But to have one of the founding fathers on the bill, we could have chosen any bill that was not a president, but was probably so instrumental in this country and would have been president had he not been so much older than everybody else at that time, to be on the bill that we're releasing today, I think it's quite unique here at the Marion County Fair, and I think everybody feels that way. All right, I think the moment has come because we've all got to walk out here. We're going to walk out here, and then we're going to count back from 10. So everybody listen at home. I'm going to turn the mic as we're all going to walk this way. We're going to head from under the trees and past the power lines here. Everybody get ready. You're going to hear a backwards 10 count, and then Stars and Stripes Forever. When you hear that, that means the balloons are gone. All right, Mary Ellen, let's walk out to the center here. Oh.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, play that again. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone knows we love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at night?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that somebody likes criticism. Sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that. And I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRTMechanicals.com.
Marion Self Storage is a proud supporter of WGH Talk Radio. Telephone number 220-666-0956. Email info@marionohselfstorage.com.